Welcome to Raw Mind Sports with your host, Ryan Primetime Jones, where we'll say the things that most people won't say in the sports industry, that we're just going to basically keep it real. I got my special guest today here with me right now. His name is Jeremy Bellman. He's the Boston Rex Recreation Coordinator for the town of Tarboro. Pretty outstanding dude, pretty good character, a great integrity of a man. We're going to talk about March Madness, so we're going to give you our personal opinions, our Final Four, you know, predictions to see how we can kind of see what we probably possibly debated. But anyway, I'm going to start off with him. J5, what you think? Who was your Final Four picks?
Man, I'm going with the ACC kind of hard, though. But I got Virginia, one of them. Got Kentucky. Got up with my boys in North Carolina. Got to. And I'm the four pick. It's a lot of choices, but I might have to go with Duke, man. That's my four.
Interesting. Mine's kind of similar, but not. My pick would be Villanova. I feel, honestly, out of all the brackets, you know, Duke has the, I think if they put their minds together, like the easiest bracket, because I don't think nobody on in their bracket they could probably outscore. I feel like strongly feel that, you know, Kansas can't beat Duke. Even though Duke don't play defense, they rank number one in the country, but in offense, but ranked 75th in defense. So it depends on what type of Duke comes to play. They're going to be one of them type of teams that got to outscore you pound for pound if their scores come to play. They have one bad offensive night. It's going to be a long night.
Oh, yeah.
They come back to Durham. my other pick is in the Xavier bracket. Is it the Xavier bracket? Virginia bracket. I don't have Virginia. I have Arizona. Even though they're going with all the allegations they had going on where they got Coach Sean Miller, I just feel like they are very strong. I've been watching them lately these past few weeks. I've seen a different type of team from the beginning of the year to this year. I mean, to now. It's going to be very interesting with them. Virginia can come in there and play. It's going to be a iffy matchup, but I feel like they're very athletic. And, you know, I feel like they can make something happen. Yeah. My last pick, Carolina Woods won, but then I thought about Missouri. I thought about Florida State. But I don't know. I don't have a Xavier in it. I just feel like Missouri or Xavier between those two. But my – got to give you a definite answer. I just might go with Missouri, even though they've been coming off late and strong. I feel like they have something to prove. I think the kid Michael Porter's been all fresh. He's coming back. I feel like he has a lot of talent to where it's at. But Carolina has probably one of the best role players in basketball with Theo Pinson. Mm-hmm. I feel like Theo Pinson can do a lot of things. A lot of people don't look at his stats for points or whatever, but he does multiple things for your team. He gives you second, third chance points. Yeah. That's why Carolina's been winning so many games these past few weeks because of the fact they get second, third chance points. Them and Duke, if not, I might be wrong, but I think Carolina is number one in offensive rebounds in the country because, in fact, they keep being able to kick them out and they get a lot of rebounds and kick them out to guys shoot. This is different North Carolina team this year because most of the time North Carolina plays inside and out.
This year, outside in.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
They shooting the ball.
Oh, yeah.
Very consistent. That's kind of normal. It seems like Duke and Carolina kind of switch spots. Like,
yeah.
Duke was a shooting team, but this year they're going inside. Mm-hmm. Carolina was an inside team. Now they shoot.
Yeah.
Right, so it's kind of intriguing to see what it is. Why you pick your picks?
The reason I picked mine, man, I think, like you said, you didn't go with Virginia, but I went Virginia. They strong. They got a strong team to me, inside and outside. The way they played Carolina tonight, I don't see nobody beating the boys, man. I'm sorry, I hate to say that, but yeah. I don't see nobody beating Virginia, man. I went with Kentucky. Man, the reason I went with Kentucky, man, the last past couple years, they've been having a strong team. So,
yeah,
I don't know where they get these boys from, man. they get these boys out of nowhere, like Alabama, like football team, right. Alabama football team.
Very strong.
Yeah, very strong. So y'all can't go wrong with Kentucky, man.
Oh, basically, like we did, I was saying the same thing with Kentucky. Yeah, they had a great. They always have a great recruit. You know, Calipari's good.
They
lost a few coaches. They probably helped him kind of, you know, recruit to make his job a lot easier. And that's what's happening in Duke's program these past 2-3 years. Even though win or lose or draw, their recruiting has went up. Just like this year coming up, the income class coming in. You know, Jeff Cable is the behind-the-scenes guy. Even Coach K is the man. You know, since Jeff Cable got there, we have got some really elite talent to like come back to Duke because we used to have to compete, you know, with Kentucky to get those type of recruits. But since Jeff Cable been there, it seems like he's been kind of Duke's been winning tonight. But you're right. At any moment, they run that three-man weave type of offense, you know, it's going to be tough to stop Kentucky. And I forgot about that. And I forgot the kid they got the kid that was supposed to win, the Knox. It ain't, yeah, Knox. Knox with Kentucky's name, Knox. Knox is a tough kid, so, you know, he can get the job done at any moment, you know, so you got to stay there.
And like you said, it's crazy because the since the coaches don't get a lot of recognition, they do most of the work when it comes to, like, recruiting and all that, but they behind the scenes, but they should get more credit than what they do, too, so.
Right.
Yeah, so.
What's your own strong points on your particular team? Who would you have there for cutting down the nets, as I should say?
Ooh.
Out of your four. I know my four, but.
Yeah. Hate to be biased, man. No, I can't do that. I love my boys. And this time, where the season been going, I go with, Say Kentucky, man.
Oh, wow. Kentucky. That's deep.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna lie. I'm like this. I'm gonna keep it real, guy. But I'm looking at the tournament, and I know it's crazy. I feel like the underdog, you know, if Villanova gets there, if my predictions are correct, if they get past Purdue, Purdue's one of them.
Yeah.
Well, we'll talk about another topic in a few minutes, one of the danger teams, you know, who might get mess up our Final Four predictions.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like Villanova get there because this kid Brunson, he's not – outstanding or box office, but he's a both side of player type of guy, like Kawhi Leonard type of guy. He can play both sides and still get it done. And then, you know, Villanova spreads you out. They can pick and pop with anybody. So you got to be able to play defense against Villanova. Gotcha. Anybody on that team can pretty much knock down the jump shot from the 1 through 5. So it's going to be kind of tough because they can spread you out. And they're pretty good defensively. They got a lot of heart, you know. So I'm going with them. But, you know, depends on what Duke, you know, does in their bracket. They have a lot of horsepower now for the tournament. I think that team is built for the tournament. Like I always tell people a lot, you know, even in any sport, you know, certain teams are not built for the regular season. They built for the playoffs and things of that nature. You know, they're not built for that time. That's a time to get everybody healthy. And you'll see people come out. You'll see games change. I even see now, you know, Bagley always been dominant the whole year with Duke, you know, but as a big man, he was dominant inside and out. Now I'm seeing him bring the ball in court more. He brought up a few times, but not as much now.
Yeah.
He's shooting from the wing now. He's not just shooting from the corner, not from the top of the key. He's a versatile guy. So, depends on what he can do. But I know one thing about him. His defense is terrible. Mm-hmm. Again, I told you people on this show, I'm keeping it real. defense is terrible. He can get you 35-10, but there won't be no steals in his statistical categories at all. I just don't see it. But at the end of the day, he's going to be a top pick, you know, possibly number one. Everybody's saying he automatically going number one. Maybe. I don't know. Well, to me, he will. But, you know, just in the NBA, I think his game will be more different because, see, they only got 24 seconds on the shot clock in the NBA. So, by the fact they got 24 seconds on the shot clock in the NBA, you don't have to play with so much defense. You just got to get a few stops and keep playing. You know, the college game is based off S's and O's running the offense. You know, certain teams who got talent don't have to run so many offensive plays, you know, you know, in college. So it just depends on what your team is and what you got. Like Villanova, they run a lot of sex, spread sex, pick and pop sex. You know, Kentucky has the weave. Xavier, honestly, everybody's talking about him. That's one of the few teams I haven't really had a chance to sit down and look at. No, but people keep talking about them like they're pretty solid, like defensively or whatever. So I need, but then again, I also look at like they're in a, what people probably say, just like about Gonzaga every year.
They're
in a weak conference, so you. You won't know until they start playing against quote unquote tough competition.
Exactly, yeah.
So we'll see how that goes on that level or whatever. So who's your danger teams? Who's the teams that you feel that are gonna make your bracket not look so good?
I got one. I say Wichita State, man.
Whew. Which bracket they in? They in the Virginia.
Put on paper. That's
good. Virginia bracket.
Yeah.
What makes them so? They in that conference with ECU.
Like I said, they get like I said earlier, they get them unknown players and coaching, like they coaching.
Yeah.
And they just, you know what I'm saying? Like they, like you said, certain teams are built for playoffs.
Right.
And when they go home.
Right. So,
hey, they gonna give it all.
Yeah.
I said them. Yeah.
I said them. My danger team, you know, honestly, to me would probably be, you know, Purdue and Michigan State.
Okay.
Yeah. Between those two danger teams, they can mess it up. I mean, Duke beat Michigan State early in the year, but that's early in the year.
Exactly. It won't, it'll just, like you said, before the season just started.
I feel like a lot of people probably picked Michigan State to win the Midwest region, win that, record.
But I wouldn't be surprised it won't.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't either. You know, I just went with Duke because I feel like, you know, not defensively, but the firepower they're going to have. Yeah. Their rebounding going to have to be a lot better because, you know.
They got a lot of energy, man. Yeah. They got a whole lot of energy. You won't go to shooting contest with them.
No.
I would hang it up.
Right.
I'm not really a Duke fan, but I had to get credit was crazy to do so.
Right.
And they start shooting and running. I would hang it up.
Right. And that's what I said, too. And then I said, I looked at Michigan State. They're unbelievable on the boards, too, even though Carolina probably number one ranked team in offensive rebounds. They said Duke was. I don't know if that might have changed within these past few weeks. Mm-hmm. But I know Michigan State is a very dominant, at least a top five in the rebounding category on both sides of the ball. So they don't give you 2 minutes, second, third chance points.
Yeah.
So they want to basically box out and get the things done. So I thought about them. Purdue got my big man, Hawes, now there. You know, he in the Villanova bracket. You know, they play with a lot of heart. And they in the Big Ten, so I've seen them play a few times against Michigan State. They play a lot of heart, so you just don't know. That big boy down low, he's going to be solid. So I don't know how he's going to project or whatever. But, I mean, it's just interesting or whatever, you know, since these champions, it's going to be a little different feel, you know. Do you feel real confident in the selections you made like you did any other year? Or, like, this was kind of a different scenario? Because me personally, I feel like, you know, anybody's game, even though I
picked so.
The past few years, like outside of this one, I can just instantly say this team win that championship.
Yeah, yeah.
That team win that championship.
No, can't this year. It's up bounce. In the air, man. It's up in the air.
Right.
Just like when, I know we ain't talking about football, but NFL this year, it was up in the air.
Right.
Every competition was out there this year, so.
Yeah, it was.
And like, normally you could pick the team, oh, they're going to win, but this year. Really could.
It's only one team I always depict that's always going to be in the Super Bowl, and whether we like it or not, so I don't know how strong you are on that, is when it comes to football, on a second note, is the Patriots. Every year, because they end up, we division outside of Miami do beat them sometimes, but at the same time, Tom Brady runs, he has a lot of mediocre players.
Exactly. Unknown players that we never heard of.
Right. They run a lot of five and outs, they get a lot of yak yards.
Okay. Yeah, that's Tom Brady's best team.
He gets in three step drops real quick. He digs those. That's why Pittsburgh really is the better overall team.
In the
in AFC. Yeah. But you know, they just can't play defense against Tom Brady. Something about Tom Brady, he knows how to pick. And one thing about Tom Brady, you can't run zone defense. Because those slot receivers, they dig and dunk. He picks those pockets, eat them alive. You got to have
too much time to throw it.
Right. You got to have a fast front seven that can get out to him. You got to have some corners you know can probably play, you know, solid man to man. If they do that, then everything will be, you know, kind of fine or where it's going to be at. Whatever. So how you feel about Carolina last year winning? Do you feel like they're going to be dominant last year? We're just going to talk about past champions, you know, to see what these new Final Four teams are going to resemble, you know, to the past champions.
Carolina, last year team was, last year team was out there because we, I really like last year team for this year team. I didn't see Carolina doing nothing this year. All the boys from last year, like, left. What's up,
Barry?
I'm like, man, we're going to be sorry this year. Like, we ain't going to do nothing, but I'm wrong. So, last year team, really, I'm really proud of last year team, man. They had on, Marcus Page on board. Man, they could stop on board, man. But
yeah. I was really, giving forward when they played against Villanova, they had Marcus
Page. I'm true.
And they lost
it. Because Barry was there last year. Lost
at the buzzer.
Yeah, hit the daggone buzzer beater.
How you feel about Villanova that year? When they beat Carolina. Carolina went back to back. How you feel like they deserved their win? Or you feel like those are better than what they were? Or
man, in the two times you leave a man, he's been killing you the whole game. I don't care if it's 0.2 seconds. Get in his face, man. Don't get this guy an opportunity to shoot the ball.
Right.
That's crazy, man. No, man. They deserved their win. Yeah, they really did deserve their win. So can't be mad at that. Mad we lost, but could have played boy on better D, though.
Right. And what you think about the year before that when my favorite team, Duke? What you think about that team? I know it's 2 years later. I know you're a little old Brussels sprout, you know, but I need you to remember that.
Scream my language. That was hell on wheels. For real, though. Like, seriously, no more, man. Yeah. You can't sleep on Duke, man. You cannot sleep on Duke, man.
That's why I always tell people, though, that I'm a Duke fan. I do keep it real. Carolina better, they better. Duke better, they better. I'm looking at all the teams. I'm not. Duke has a chance in the tournament to make a strong run with the talent they got.
Yeah.
They could cut the Nets down, but I'm not saying they are. I'm not into that. The situated opinions on certain aspects of the game. But, you know, Virginia's pretty solid. You know, I should go with them because I feel like Arizona is going to be a very tough out. It's just, I've been watching Arizona all year before that little allegations. That's another thing. Why we on another subject?
Oh, man.
What do you think about the raw mind sports here, people? We're going to just get, cut to the chase. I mean, cut straight to the chase on this one. What you think about this situation with all these allegations and all these college coaches and stuff? I give you mine. Well, you get yours out first.
To be honest, everybody got to eat, man.
Right.
Got to eat. I don't knock the players for doing what they're doing. Shoot, they come out of high school. They going to college. Don't have a job. If somebody offers to throw you some money, why not take it?
Right.
But the coaches, it's basically assistant coaches. Like I said, they don't get recognition, but they get recognition for taking all this money.
Right.
Crazy,
man.
They
got to take the bad end of
the season. Yeah, they got to. They can't take the good end.
Yeah, right.
Man, they're trying to get the players in, man. You got to do what you got to do to get the players in. But on the same token, I don't know, man. I don't know another way to do it. I'm not a coach, but now I can say, if I was an assistant coach, sure.
Who knows what you be doing?
Exactly. Hey, I know the players loving it because, hey, I don't have the coach. Shoot, why not? I'll be there too.
Right.
And I'm definitely going to that they do that to me. Imagine when you do, you start being the man.
Right. You at that age, you 18, 19 years old, you still young. Yeah. You don't have a mature mind yet. No matter how good you are talented in high school, you're still a kid. Even though you look like this boy bad, it's a man right here.
Exactly.
And a man by athleticism of age, but not a man of in mature life. Mind. Right. Because I still got some, people got some growing to do.
Yeah.
My personal opinion on all that stuff, though, is that this stuff been going on for years.
Yeah.
It's just all about who gets caught, who doesn't get caught. So if you get caught, you just got to take the bullet. But you know, like you said earlier, that they got to find a way to get his crews in. You can't just say, hey, I go to Duke. Hey, I go to Carolina. A lot of teams win championships. UCLA can have a gripe when it comes to championships. Mm-hmm. They won championships for years. They have probably won a lot of championships in our era, or probably since we've been born, where they did win one in 93, 94 for me. You know, I don't know. They did win that year, but I don't even remember it, but I know they did win. So, I mean, like, you got to do more than just say, we're going to win a championship. We need you. You got to be able to sell your dream. And then you got to think about some of these kids, you know, coming from the hoods, coming from Section 8, coming from areas where they never seen money. They're not like the suburban kids. These kids are really parents are in the struggle, trying to figure out where they're going to get a next check from. Even though they're working, they're living paycheck to paycheck, and it's still a struggle to keep them and maintain them and to maintain their focus on their work, and as well as taking being a parent to these kids to help them, you know, be the kid they need to be. So they got a lot of stuff on their shoes. So if a man come and say, hey, look, I want your kid to come here, I'm going to give you $100,000 if you bring him here. A parent probably like, you need jump on that? Jump on that now. I need that money. Light bill coming up.
Yeah.
You know, stuff of that nature is going to, you know, I need that. The mortgage. That's where we need to be at, babe.
Yeah.
Parents don't see it, but at the same time, they see the money. And the child might don't even know the bill. Oh, my God, for real? A child at that age, unless you just got a rich celebrity or your dad was a professional. And most times, your dad was a professional, you would be living in the hood. So what I'm trying to say is that on that note, you know, a child hit that type of money, they never seen before, man. They going to jump the gun anyway. So, I mean, I look at it like this. If they get caught, you just get caught, got to bite the bullet. But most people have their own way, you know, deciphering or trying to figure out what it is. And it's not really a hard decision. It's a tough decision, but at the same time, it's like a game of cards playing poker. You get caught or you miss. Hey, you
got
to pay the piper.
Gotcha.
So, I mean, but those are the rules that they made upon those kids, or the rules they made for NCAA and college basketball. And at the end of the day, they need more food.
Yeah.
But they don't go to the NBA. Well, they got to wait 4 years. Yeah, you get your degree, you get your college, but at the same time, you get your degree, it's free education, because most of them on scholarship, but you need,
they still need
more. Mm-hmm. You got to get a job. You don't know right where they're going to find the right job.
Exactly.
Things of that nature, you know. So I just kind of figured out, who are your X factors for each individual Final Four team that you got, the player that you feel to get, what you just named out of your Final Four could get them across the hump to win the national championship?
I don't know a man from Virginia. Ah, guy's name. A man from Kentucky.
Mouse.
Got to be on the dude from Africa. Where are you from?
The big man.
I forgot. It's something crazy. But I picked him. He I think he would have done with the Fatman for that for Kentucky.
Virginia must be talking about the guy.
Yeah. And he killed us. He killed us, yeah. In the ACC championship games.
So who you have for you said Carolina
phone? Yeah, Carolina too. I got Cope.
Shit.
I got at least three.
Oh yeah.
No. Okay, I'm gonna put it this way. My boy Barry, but real talk, Kenny Williams, man.
Pretty people solid.
Yeah, Kenny Williams, man.
He's been on fire lately.
Yes, he have. And he have. Well, I got Duke, right?
Yeah, you said Duke.
You can't sleep on Allen, man.
Crazy. You think it's time coming out now? You think it's his time now?
You can't sleep on him. If you start tripping people. Keep it real. You can't sleep on him, man.
You got like the Christian Leitner attitude of. Yeah. He's a dog. I mean, he does certain things he probably doesn't need to do. But certain people just have those.
He hustle, man.
Yeah, he
does. He got to be a heart, man.
He just don't. Yeah. You know, back then, it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, he don't, yeah.
My four, you know, I got Arizona. I got the big man down low, the 7 foot. He remind me of Ralph Sampson.
Yeah, okay.
The only thing about this right here, this little runner here, I got to figure out his name before I say that, because that was a question that kind of caught on guard. He's going to be the man. If you know the Brunson kid, I feel like, you know, Bagley, of course, got to take you over to home. He don't score a lot for this. They ain't got a long day. But at the same time, Grayson Allen's ability to make things happen. We need him to hit shots from outside to free up Marvin Bagley. And for the last one I had, honestly, I'm just thinking the Xavier's team is just overall good. I don't really know too much about Xavier, but yeah. You're talking about it. I'm looking at their stats defensively, you know, team ball, you know, the percentages, the shooting percentages. Mm. I feel like they got to get better on that note. With that being said, I just want to see, you know, hope our predictions go well. And, you know, with that being said, you know, I appreciate you coming.
Man, taking appreciate your time. You, man. Yeah, no problem. Man. No problem.
You know, if anybody's around in the area, you know, check out Braswell Center. You'll see him there, you know, with a big smile on his face. You know.
All the time, listening, sleeping.
Well, that does it for us today, people. You know, have a nice day.
Apologize.
You know, we'll be back with another episode with some more things. And remember, on this show, it is what it is. That's how we're going to call it.
Keep it real.
Thank you so much.